to be involved in the biggest day of minor football again, and I suppose for this group that haven't been involved in it before, it must be amazing.
Ah, it's first class altogether. There's a real good buzz about it. Obviously myself have been there before and stuff, and when I was in Croke Park, so there's a fair wee bit of experience, etc. I've been through before, and that, I suppose, helps us process everything and understand what's important, etc. Whenever you come out of all that. So, you know, we're very focused on the fact that it's a match to play. It's a team we have to go out and perform and play it like any other game, and you know, rectify things in our game that we wouldn't be that happy with, and you know, we're still striving to improve. Even though it's, it must be, I think it's 14 games now we've played. So, no, it's all about keeping our eye on the ball that way.
You had your battle with Donegal. Obviously, the Ulster final was like a different world at times, an excitement. And then you had your second half against Dublin, where you obviously a man down and had to come back. Now you've reflected on that. Where does that performance sit in terms of character this team has shown with you all year?
Aye, look, probably the second half against Dublin really just is probably the tip of that in terms of just look, backs to the wall. Yes, we're 7-4 up and had played rightly in the first half, even though, again, we conceded a few goal chances with underestimating the pace of the Dublin left hand forward in particular. And I suppose he was cute on how he positioned himself. He sort of cheated a wee bit to on the kickouts and got away. So that's something we can fix, you know. But in terms of going in at half time and the blow of getting your goalkeeper sent off, it's a significant adjustment in today's game. Like for, you know, any of the big teams in the All Ireland series this weekend, gets a keeper sent off, it's a bit of a real game changer in the sense of the importance that's placed on the keeper. But so the boys coped with it. We got organised. Carr stepped in seamlessly. No problem to him at all. And the rest of the team lifted it for something serious in terms of their work rate and intensity. And the amount of turnovers we had in the second half was serious, you know. So the work rate overall looked unbelievable. And in a sense, you know, it looked like we had a spare man at times. And you know, that's testimony to, I suppose, the work that we'd done beforehand. You know, we had you'd have did wee sort of scenarios like that and training maybe for 5-6 minutes, look lads, we're man down here, take a man out and let them understand what it is to try and break the other team down without the man and all that. So, you know, they had been through it before, so all these wee things sometimes come through for you, and that it did in this occasion.
Man on again, fourth time, good thing, bad thing, take it as it comes.
I think we're taking it as it comes at this stage. You know, you don't really have much choice. The two teams know each other really well, and that scenario, this game will be different. Like every game is different. Like that, none of the games we've played have taken on any sort of life that looks like the previous one, you know. And that's what I'd say this weekend. You see minor football, the ebb and the flow of it. Like 1 week or one wee small thing can change the game in 5 minutes, and give you 5-point swings in 5 minutes, and all that type of thing. So referee indecision can give a team a lift and all this sort of thing. So, you know, it's a different field that's coming in, you know. It's all the other games were different stages in their own right, and the Ulster final was the Ulster final, but let's see this just as a totally different piece now, you know.
Just on Armagh, happy enough, or are you disappointed it's not in Croke Park?
I think overall you do have to be disappointed of these decisions that just... Even the final in itself, to take it away from Croke Park is disappointing. It's one of these hard decisions you just can't understand who makes them. Are they football people at all, or what way they be thinking? Nobody really explains it terribly well. It's a bit like the under 17 decision overall. But it is what it is in this regard. You know, some of these boys will never get the chance to play in Croke Park. It's just, I don't think it'll be that big a thing for them to put it on before one of the other, even if it's not the final, it's on before an All Ireland semi final, or even this weekend, it's a third fixture, you know what I mean? It's just a big thing. But look, in terms of our context, we knew it was never going to be in Croke Park. We had a fair idea if us Monaghan in the final was going to be back in Armagh. Yes, it is in the Monaghan's backyard. No question about that. You felt that at the Ulster final. We were massively outnumbered in terms of our support. So we will be looking for We were looking at the Derry supporters. I said on the TV after, like, we need the Derry supporters to get out and get to the match. Like, you just can't leave the lads to outnumbered to that level in a minor final. Like, these boys deserve the support, and hopefully people seeing the TV that they are definitely worth coming to see and supporting and getting behind, you know.
What's it like preparing minors now with the seniors being on this run? And I suppose the knowledge that some of those boys have played minor football, and maybe some of the lads now would have watched those minor games that you're involved in. What's that like now that I suppose it's on the other side of it?
A full cycle of it.
Is it an easier sell, if that's the right way to ask the question?
Funny, after 15 and you were with me, and 15 mile, it was a sell at the start of the year, and you try to get the setup right, you try to get the environment right, you made sure they were well treated, they were well looked after, medically, food, gear, and you set the environment up. Then we won the Ulster title. That was the first sort of cog in the whole thing. Then all the young lads around there were thinking, geez, I want to play for Derry Minor. Clubs at the same time were doing the work. You know what I mean? You can't just do that in isolation. So there's a lot of things sort of happened in Derry around, I suppose, over the last 10 years of foundations, recognition of where we were, recognition of the work that needed done, recognition of the top clubs that were doing the work, and other clubs then saying, right, geez, we need to get our act together. And you can see that now. There's more clubs producing more players and better players, and even the skill set of our own squad, the lads that are in the pitch can play anywhere, you know, because they've got the skills and both sides and all that. So there's a lot of work foundations goes into that around the clubs to send them up here on Saturday morning if they're good enough to be in the development squad, and then progress further again. So there's no doubt now the seniors now in the front shop window producing week and week and week, and the support back with them again is just class. That's just a totally different animal now in terms of lads looking to play for Derry. Like, in our own club, we big numbers at underage. You know, last year we had sort of four or five latecomers in terms of joining up because they'd watched Derry. You know,
everybody wants to be a Cluckie or a Lynchie.
100%. These lads are at that stage, they're under nines, you know. So even at that age, they're sort of going out saying to the mothers and fathers, here, I want to go and play because of that. So it's a real good example. We've seen it for our own eyes, mm-hmm. that was happening. Like, so that's usually the impact.